Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Only Jesus can satisfy. If you are so crazy about living long here, please, I want you to consider how many years you will spend where you are going. They don't count time there. Invest in that which does not perish. Don't sell your life for 50 years here. Don't sell your future. Don't sell your destiny in God. If as a boy of 10 years old, I was able to pray for 3.5 years till my father came out, till my mother came out, till my siblings started coming out, listen to me, you can pray for your family and pray them out. You can pray them out. The problem is that most times we want instant miracle. But God needs to work on everybody in the family. Don't give up. Don't give up. Everything will be all right. I'm telling you, if Jesus is the only one you have, he will help you. Hallelujah. Don't give up. You will not always be at this level. I'm telling you, the future beckons to all of us. You will not always be at this level. You are going to turn out better than people expected. Come on, say amen. One day you will sit people down and tell them, I was also at this stage, but I kept trusting and God came through. And God will come through for you. I say you will not be disappointed. I say you will not be disappointed. The Bible said, therefore, cast not away your confidence, which has what? Great reward. I won't cast off my confidence. I won't cast off my confidence. I won't cast off my confidence. Alima Korean this year. Listen, while I was in the north, my dad, even as an unbeliever, would pack the Bibles and go into in those days, Bauchi State used to be just one state before it was separated to Gombe. My dad would take Bible, he was the chairman of Bible Society of Nigeria, but he was not born again. Let that sink. My dad would take, he was part of the team that translated and published the Bible in Hausa and take it to Azare, take it to Ningi. Who knows those places? You know those places? I'm trying to remember some of those local governments. He would take it there and present because they couldn't preach. He will hand the Bible to them in their own language, in Efik language. But he wasn't saved. See, there are things you do. God will say, this one is Cornelius. Let's assist him. He's trying. Even the bishops in Bauchi needed my dad's help to take the Bible out. Please, sir, can we get 100 copies? We had more boxes of Bibles in my house than boxes of any other thing. If I know where Bible Society of Nigeria is, I will start giving them money again. Because my dad invested his life in the north. Those are things you can do with your money, not buying an iPhone. Those are things that have reward. Oh, I wish somebody was listening to me. Your language, that only 100 people know that language in your village. Do they have a Bible in their own tongue? These are serious matters. I just feel maybe God in his mercy just felt, let me help this man. Because my dad was sincere, but he was sincerely wrong. He was a sincere man, but there were some commands. The first time I ever heard somebody say to me, you must be born again, it was from the mouth of my dad. But when I became a Christian, I went back to my said, daddy, I found that thing. He looked at me. He laughed. Say, you don't know anything. I read this Bible before I married your mom. That's what he said to me. Say, cover to cover. Before I thought of marrying your mom, I read it. Say, wow. Wow, 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 wow. I said, but you've not found this one. My dad was very angry. He's just like my son now. Trying to tell me that there's a dimension. Ogagwa, your father is a pastor. What do you mean, man? It's the same thing. You want to teach your father. But he found mercy. He found mercy. For those of you that have family members that are not saved, they will find mercy. Listen, you will not be put to shame. Aya, 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 aya. People are waiting for you to come back. Say, we told you that you are just wasting your time in church. I say you will not be put to shame. None shall cast a young. And you will not struggle in this season. I say you will not struggle this season. Every course, every foundational course, every family pattern that has been besetting your family. Battles against the first sons. Battles against the first daughters. Today you walk out of it. It is good for a man to bear his yoke when he is young. Listen, listen, listen. Don't give up. You see all these small, small seeds you are sowing now. 10 years, 15 years. It will be hard for anybody to convince God not to bless you. Because you have sowed and sowed and sowed. And that is why he said, I have blessed him and I cannot reverse it. Your seeds will count. Seeds don't die. I'm telling you. An entire family. You find their siblings. Everybody's grown up now. In Christ. Not just in religion. In Christ. Sometimes all you need is one person. That seed is small only in your eyes. That seed is small only in your eyes. You have a mighty Iroko tree in your hands. You don't know. Do not despise the day of little beginning. Do not despise the day of... A day will come, sir. You will beckon to a president. They will leave their country and come to you. You don't believe. Some of you don't believe. Some of you don't believe. That's why you didn't say amen. I said, a day will come. You will send a text message to a president in Europe. They will tell you, I'm coming tomorrow. They will come to your house. They use phone to tell the president, I'm in your country. I came to see my friend. The honor of kings. You may be small today, but I prophesy. Oh, the God that makes small men great, today receive greatness. You will not be small. In the name of Jesus, you will not be small. His word will not fail over your life, over your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Listen. You shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. Everyone who comes against you will be crushed. And those who you come against will be grounded to powder. Because you are like Mount Zion. I say you are like Mount Zion. You are like Mount Zion. Ah, Yelema Kuriande. You are like Mount Zion. I prophesy over your life that your mind is restored. Oh, there are some of us here, the devil is messing with our minds. But listen to me, you are restored. Yelema Kunde Rikasia. As I'm prophesying, I want you to be seeing what I'm saying. Because if you can see it, it will be yours. If you can see it, it will be yours. I said today, the Lord is restoring your mind. He's restoring your creativity. He's restoring your creativity. Those that trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. Listen, listen. In this season of hardship, it will not come out of your mouth. Because you will have more than enough. I say you will have more than enough. The Lord will send kings to you. He will send people that matter to you. In the name of Jesus. Listen, in this season, you will not have business at the hospital. You will not be sick. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Every hormonal imbalance is sorted out. Every fibroid is gone. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you, you are so blessed. What you need is just for one door to open. You are like that man by the pool of Bethesda who said, I have no man. I know how to do it, Otina. Huh? But I have no man. Most of us are in that situation. I'm telling you, you may not realize it. We are very good. We just need the opportunity. You are ready to work. But the more you try, they say you cannot withdraw your money in dollar. You cannot do this, you cannot do that. They are raised. Ah, God punish the fool. No progress without warfare. No progress without warfare. Your mind must be resolute like a mountain. We must rise in this nation as prophetic authorities. Say, go and tell the king. This time tomorrow, this church, this Nigerian church, we pray a lot, but we don't prophesy a lot. We have reduced prophecy to telling of phone numbers. In those days, when the prophet speaks a word, the king will not sleep again. A prophet told someone, he said, go and tell the king to come and meet him. That's how strong a prophet is. Say, go and tell the king. Archbishop Benson Idahosa, his program was removed from air at Benin City because of one chairman or one director there. Say, he doesn't like him. They tried to appeal to the man. The man said, no, we don't want Christian program. Say, okay, I change you. Archbishop doesn't speak grammar. He said, I change you. You are nobody director. The man was sacked from Abuja. Sacked! All the days that IBB was here and Abacha and he was here, did he touch Archbishop? You can't try it. They look face. Some of you don't know the honor that is locked up in your spirit. From today, we announce you. You will not be a man without help again. Some of you, if you want to end your marriage today, you will see 10 people that will rise up and tell you how to do it. If you want to leave your wife today, you will see 10 people. This is how to leave your wife on YouTube. How to break your mind. Bam. On Google. You will see it. You will rarely see 2 people to say, no, let's settle. You will see 10, 20. You will see all the articles. How best to break up. How best to leave your wife. If she's cheating, 3 signs to know your wife is cheating. You will see everything. If the man is hiding his phone, if he's changing his password, they will give you all the reasons, but they cannot tell you how to make your life work. Many of us are anointed, but we are hidden. Anointed, but hidden. But not anymore. Come on, say not anymore. Come on, say not anymore. Prophesy into your life right now. Prophesy into your life. In 1 minute, quickly. Hallelujah. Yokes are breaking this morning. I have a word of encouragement for somebody. In our scripture, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. And 26. This is Jesus here. And please, I will encourage you to personalize these words. Therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, worried about your life. I know some of you now, you are not even worried, you are over worried. And what do you think about? Your life, where am I going? What about my children? If you're a parent, I greet you. If you know how worried parents can be, but they don't say it too. Please, those that are parents, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not You don't use fine girl to be successful in marriage. Of what it takes to be a father is not money alone. Many parents have wept in secret about their children. Concerned. And Jesus said to us, do not be perpetually uneasy. This scripture is for me personally, actually. Because I'm worried. Anxious, worried about your life. Do not be worried about what you will eat. Do you know that this matter of what we will eat is a serious matter in Nigeria now? How many of you still welcome visitors to your house anyhow? How much is a plate of Indomie outside? Now, you are hearing it from those who are paying. These people are paying. They refuse to marry, so they are paying. Please stay with me. That small Indomie or whatever that you ignore. How much was it then? 30 naira, 100 naira. That Indomie that you say, well, is a chicken food. If you try it, it's 1.5. Meanwhile, you have one of your younger ones that stays with you that always waste food. And Jesus said, don't think about it. This issue of food is a big matter now. If you propose to a lady now, she will probably consider this. I'm not joking. And it is, no, who wants to suffer? Why should I get married to you and I'm the one taking care of you? God, come on, say God forbid.
God forbid.
Yes. Give me my Bible verse. Let's share the grace. Boys, no, please. If you are a brother here, there are some prayers. I think I should do a special prayer meeting with brothers. There are some prayers you need to pray for yourself now. One of those prayers, Lord, make me your definition of what a man is. A lot of men are good, but they don't have that capacity. And if you think it's about money, there is a honor that goes with the concept of man. Say, what is man? That thou art mindful of him. That idea of man, or what it means to be a man, that when you just step out, people just look at you like, there's an honor God put upon man. A lady will look at you, she says, this guy doesn't have anything now, but there's future here. She can see it. Women are gifted, they can see it. She didn't say yes to your broke self now. She said yes to the future you. Don't glorify yourself in a poverty mind. It's not the absence of money, it's the mind. And look at what Jesus said. Do not be uneasy. If the one who said to the woman who was going to bury her child, say, weep not. What does it mean? I am the resurrection and the life. If I tell you don't think about it, what that means is I've covered it. There are this ingredient of faith. Eh? You must always focus on growing your faith. Because the faith you needed for last year may not be enough for this year. You need to keep feeding your faith. Far above two-bedroom flat. If your destiny is only captured in a two-bedroom flat, then you can. God doesn't really need you for a long-distance race. The day will come, eh? You will take yourself out and buy whatever you like. Amen. And you will not look at the price. Amen. And you will remember this meeting because you came to this meeting broke. But this is God's covenant with you. God said, don't. The proof that you have faith is that you will not think about it. Give me that scripture. He said, don't even think about what you shall drink. We want to have an event. I was talking about parents. I was in a meeting yesterday. And while the meeting was going on, I burst into tears. You know, there was a meeting for parents. I just burst into tears. I could not hold myself. So if I tell you that parents worry, and for those of you that come to me for counseling, and I counsel you for 3 hours, 4 hours, and you refuse to listen, I want you to know that I'm also plagued with the same infirmity. Most of the things I counsel you on are also battles in my life. So don't waste my time. If I tell you forgive, please just go and forgive. There's no time for... I can't be... This 2024. I can't be begging you to do what the Bible has already written in black and white. Huh? Take responsibility. My job is not to beg you to be a Christian. My job is to show you the path. By the time I use 4 hours to beg you, oh yeah, forgive her, forgive her, forgive her. Then I go home, I'm useless. Because now I'm tired. And my wife will now accuse me of the same thing. Because now I can't even talk. I can't play. I can't do anything. Because I'm now completely useless to myself. Because I have used my body. And I am tired. Meanwhile, if you simply listen to the message, everything is there. But some people will still come after this service now. Because it is not enough. And Jesus said, the first proof that you have caught it is that you will no longer be anxious. Let's round up. Give me that scripture. There are people you will forever counsel. They will never come to the knowledge of truth. Because as long as the matter is not in their favor, they have not settled it. Meanwhile, for any marriage to work, there's no victor nor vanquisher. If you want the matter to be that, okay, your husband is right, you are wrong, you will not have marriage. And at the end of the day, the one who chooses not to forgive or to fight for his marriage will be the one to pay the price. If there's anything you want in this life, the proof of your desire is that you must be willing to fight for it. Nobody will spoon feed you. We have escorted you. We've sent you to school. We have escorted you to where you will not be afraid. Now, you must grow up. Don't be a spiritual baby that speaks in tongues. At age 40. So, madam, a try came out of church. You know, try and be praying. Try and be praying. You need to fast. You've been a Christian since university. Somebody is now telling you, try and be praying. It is well. You don't need deliverance from prayer. You don't need deliverance. Ah, pastor, I don't know. I've not been praying for 3 weeks. Simple. Tomorrow, when you wake up, don't touch your phone. Because that's where Satan will wait for you. How many people like my feed? Your dancing Salome. Leave the phone. Don't pray on your bed. Don't pray. Say it's your mind that isn't to talk to God. No, don't do that one. Get up. Start pacing. It will be very hard. Try. Shabadala. Shabadabala. Shabadabala. You will turn and see your wife. While you are sitting in the shower, she will wake up and say, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I say, is it the same God we are serving? See this one, when he sleeps, his money. Hey, but you know your own, they have destroyed your altar. It's not that you are not praying. They've removed the altar, removed the firewood, removed everything. So you are learning to pray again. So don't worry. Don't listen to those people who will be harassing you on social media. People that will come down from their car speaking in tongues. Don't be fooled. They are comedians. This is real life. When you are not able to pray, when you want to start, it will not be easy. You will start small again. You will learn like a baby. Father, I thank you. Then you will not know what to say. For the first time, you will think, which song can I sing? Which song can... You will not remember. Shabalabasa. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Ah, thank God. The next day, 15 minutes. By the end of the week, you are back to 30 minutes. It's not a reel. It's not a short. What's that 1 minute thing we watch? It's reels now. It's not. That's not prayer life. Someone say, they'll not be beating drum for you. He say, Senior Willis. You are deceiving yourself. I'm a piano, I'm a prayer, all those things. You are not ready. When you are ready, you will come to Matthew 6. Eh? You cannot impress God with your prayer. So you have to enter rest. Senior Willis, we must pray. We must pray. Yeah. If I'm the devil, it's just that Satan has finished us in Nigeria. He doesn't come here again. If not, I would have come to visit you people in that prayer meeting. Maybe my scripture. Let's go, my book. Senior Willis. At your age, Senior Willis. There are so many rubbish that we ask. I don't know if people are online. Me, I'm online. That I'm seeing. You invite a man of God, you cover him from camera coming down from his car. Is it? Are you an entertainer? Are you a pastor? There are some things you will never find reverend fathers do. You will never find them doing that rubbish. Everybody wear the same thing. When did it turn to competition? Now come down, they open car for you. Can't you open the door yourself? Now hold your Bible say. You are lucky I'm not the devil. My Bifa, what I will do for you, you will not finish that message. You are posing, you are a man of God. You are just 30, 35. Be careful. Don't follow social media. And don't follow American gospel. Give me my scripture. I'm not saying everything they do in Cali Church is right. I'm just telling you, there's a serenity that should go with you as a reverend. We call them reverend for a reason now. Reverend, a honorable person, not a thug. But if you do it as a pastor, you cannot tell your church members not to do it. What's the big deal about a Cherokee or a Land Cruiser? What's the big deal? You have to put a camera to it. What's the big deal? 40 million, okay, now it's 100 million. And so what? 100 million? But it's because of your exchange rate. The car is not... What's the big deal now? Like, it's just a 2024 vehicle. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? It's just a car. Just a big car. Just a big car. Is that the sign that you are blessed? You have given your heart to things. You are an idol worshiper. You must don't look at those people. They are not. That's not how to be a Christian. The Holy Spirit told us, say, let your moderation be known to all men. In the matter of moderation, God permitted you to show off. Show it. God permitted you to show your moderation to all men, both Christians and non-Christians. It's not like prayer life that you can hide. He said your moderation. Before you enter, determine what you will eat and when you will stop. Oh, this is just dessert. Hey, we are done. We are going. That's how to be a Christian. He said, if any man must have a true religion, let him put a leash on his tongue. That's what James said. How many Christians can boast that they don't gossip today? Can stand before God and say they don't gossip? Or that they don't murmur? Because you talk too much. Give me that scripture quickly. Let's go. He says, is your life not greater in quality than food? That's what Jesus is saying. This is Jesus. So before you begin to share one rema with it, just remember it's Jesus that is talking. So you won't go and share a revelation that will put you in trouble. And your body and the body far and more excellent than clothing. Give me next verse. Look at the best of the hair. They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't gather into barn. What he is telling us here is that they don't worry. They know where their provision is coming from. But please, can I ask you, this bed that Jesus is talking about, the Bible says your father feeds them in their bedroom, maybe. In their bedroom. Do they still have to fly out and go out? Okay, so that's your answer. They will still go out, but God will guide them. If you are the one that must insult everybody that does you shege on the road, that drove rough, you may miss that leading. Give my scripture. He said, yet your father keeps feeding them. Keeps. He continues to make provision. For some of you, this provision is in your new relationships. God is bringing new people into your life. You are meeting new people. And you are saying, I don't know how to meet with people. That's why you are where you are. If God brings the person, he will not force you to be the person's friend. I like God when he just works it out. God will not work it out. Go and greet that person. Humble yourself. Somebody is your mate from school. But you can see that God has blessed her. Go to her and say, Abusayo, I'm struggling. No. Don't go there. I'll be hitting her head, knocking her head. See, she's no more. You are no more on campus. This lady can give you just one tip that will open doors for you. Is that your father? No, what? That you need these things. And he continues to feed them. Are you not worth much? More than these birds? Next verse. And who among you, by worrying and by being anxious, can move your life forward by one step? How can you expand your life that I will not die now? I can make myself live one more year. The day you die, God has known. All this your prayer and fasting. For your sake, God did not tell you. But that day when it comes, you are coming home. It's people here that will cry. They don't cry ever. Next verse. And why should you be anxious about clothes? Why is Jesus talking about all these things that we like? How many of you looked at your wardrobe and told yourself you don't have clothes? You see that Jesus is right. There was no record of Jesus carrying a traveling bag throughout his ministry. But kings were looking for him. Jesus said, don't worry, you only need one. But if you have only one, it is Tina that will tell Tobechuku, don't marry him. Don't you know he's only one cloth he's wearing? See, he's anointed, but his dress sense is very poor. Jesus said, why are you anxious about clothes? You will see the cloth of 5,000 you will not buy. It's the one of 105,000 that you are looking for. These things are good, but there's an anxiety that comes with it that Jesus is trying to caution us about. If you find yourself in an industry where everybody dresses up, you may find yourself taking loan. Consider the lilies of the field. These are the beautiful ones. And learn thoroughly how they grow. For they neither toil nor spin. Go ahead. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, Solomon, in all his glory, excellence, dignity, grace, look at these three things. When this is a king, when he comes out, you will know a king is coming in. It's not about these people that just wear agbada up and down. When you see this kind of excellence, when he comes out, you can smell the grace around him. He said it was not as beautiful as one of those flowers in God's sight. It was God that gave Solomon that wisdom, that gave him that grace. And God said in his sight, those flowers are more beautiful than Solomon. Go ahead. Before you go and borrow, because some of you are planning to go and borrow money from all these loan sharks. This message is for you. If God, so don't worry. What you need now is to go to the market, try, buy Gary. If you can get granite, then water. If you can get pure water, fine. Be drinking it. The borrower is always servant to the lender. You have enough problems. You don't need more loans. Give me that scripture. If God so clothed this grass of the field, these flowers, which today they are alive and green and fresh, and tomorrow they are tossed into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of what? You see the reason why you are arguing with God? No faith. You don't trust him enough that he has your back. You believe, but not enough. So when you see somebody beside you whose life is looking like your own dream, You begin to ask, what are you doing? What's the secret? Please, sir, could you share the secret of your success with us? We just like to know, for the sake of the young ones in our midst, what's your work ethic? What's your secret? My secret is that I started small and I kept growing. There's nothing there. You cannot get there in one day. There's no anointing oil for it. So take it, take it. I hope you know that take it is 30 years. You don't know how to labor with your hands, but you want money. You have to be extremely good at something. Even as a pastor, when it has to do with going into heaven and coming back with results, you must be good at it. Not making noise and shouting, Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. If that fire, if God answers that prayer, you will be the first person that will be burnt. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. The reason why we have many churches, many pastors, many people making noise and less power is the sign to tell you most people were not called. My scripture. I'm sorry, I'm just passing by. What are we... Oh God. Oh God. Do not worry. I'm being anxious, saying, what are we going to eat or drink? Blah, blah, blah. What are we going to wear? See, clothes, food, and drinks. Next verse. These are the things that the Gentiles wish for. Unbelievers. They crave for it. They diligently seek all these things. One promotion, they change their wardrobe. They can't even hide their wealth. They can't hide it. And your heavenly Father knows very well that you need all these things. It is not your prayer that will remind him. And the same way he made provision for Jesus to die for you before you came here, is the same way he has provided for all these things for you. Paid by heaven. Bankrolled by heaven. The reason why you are not having them is because you are running ahead of God. Next verse. And I can tell you this so practically, as a man who can wake up with 1,000 in my account. But I've never seen myself as poor. It's a thing of the mind. I've never seen myself as poor. Even though many times I have 1,000 in my account. And I have plenty of accounts. 1,500. That's how I have them everywhere. Some, the bank even send me, say, well, I've closed your account. They're angry at you. I don't care. My dollar account in one bank. They closed it out of anger. How much is there? I say $20. I dash you. So before you think that I'm coming to boast, I am there now. No. And I'm telling you, the requirement is that what? Huh? You must have faith, because your Father knows that you have need of these things. He knows you need to be married. He knows you need to have a master's degree. He knows fulfilling those things are on him, not on you. The moment you start worrying, how I will keep my job, I will not get sacked. And okay, become God. Become God. Lato Nilo, from today you are the God of your life. Be worrying. So if you like worry. Your mom was a warrior. Your grandmother was a warrior. You have inherited that anointing. You have started worrying. Okay, now that you have worried, what did it change? Go and sleep. Watch cartoon. Many of us are crying. We are depressed at night because of the situation in the country. And this is what God is telling you. I say, I know that you need these things. Leave this service today knowing that God knows. God knows. And I am telling you, God will not put you to shame. Don't let anybody fool you. Don't listen to any channel's television. Just go in for 2 minutes and come out. Don't go to any arise. They will put you in a very terrible state. Go on my YouTube channel and be listening to me ranting. Quickly, quickly. Next verse, next verse. Give me King James. popular scripture. This is where this plane will land. Everything about God revolves around him, not around desire for things. If you get this thing I just said now, you'll be free from the clutches of Satan forever. I said everything about God revolves around him, not around your love for things. But this is what I want you to do. Seek. What does it mean to seek? Ask, seek, knock. What does it mean to ask? Sir, please, I need 500 naira. Ah, okay. Here. But seek. You are searching. There's a research going on. Because what you need now is not peripheral knowledge. You need something that is deep. You want to go deep and see how to make that 500. That one will take time. It says, seek. Give me that scripture. First, the kingdom. Which means if you look at the surface, you won't find it. Anything you see at the surface is fake. You must begin a journey of discovery of how the kingdom of God works. It was that journey Nicodemus started when he came and said, Master, all these miracles you are performing. And just a point of correction. We are not talking miracles. Let's talk about your soul.
Yes, sir.
The first decision you must make is the decision of who we own your soul. You want to know the kingdom? You must drop your soul. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means the first sign that you have begun to find the kingdom is that you are having an encounter with the righteousness of God. It is this righteousness that will be a seal upon your heart why you cannot do certain things again. Today, people want to combine, blend Christianity with being woke and everything. It will not work because sand and iron, they cannot mix. You will be disappointed eventually. Those who did it in the Bible, they didn't succeed. There's nothing you can do. You can't blend it. We are Christians. We are not of this world. Our citizenship is not of this earth. You can't blend. Say you are not of this world. Didn't you read it? Jesus said, you are not here. You are not from here. You are only here temporarily. And yet you are doing everything to be like them. And then God should invest his resources in you so that you can become twice the son of hell. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that bother on your feeding, your personal upkeep, and everything will be what? So those things are additions. They are not the main thing. Because the kingdom has its own economic system. The kingdom of God has its own security system. The kingdom of God has everything it takes to secure your life. If you find this path, you will not need so many things you are running after again. You will live in peace. And that's why as you live here today, live here with the confidence that the one who claims to be your father has everything about you already sorted out. And you will not be put to shame. There is no aspect, please rise on your feet, there is no aspect of your life that God has left out. In the name of Jesus. I want you to thank God for 1 minute for his provisions and give him glory because everything is sorted. The scripture says all things are ready. All things are ready. All things are ready. All things are ready. Go ahead and thank him and give him glory. No more murmuring. No more complaining. Give him glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So the only prayer point for today is that you will go back home and thank God for everything that is working and everything that is not working. That's your prayer point. You will go back and thank him. For what? Everything that is working and everything that is not working. Put the devil to shame. That it will confuse the devil. I'm telling you. The devil won't be like, how does that even work out? Thank God for the battles. Thank him for the victories. Yeah. Because God will not leave your soul in air. And he will not allow your soul to see corruption. This week, great help is coming for you. That amen is weak.